Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, podcasts, all that good stuff is up there at SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you go on Facebook. Stalk me on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media. If you want to stalk my pictures and all the funny stuff I'll be saying on Facebook, make sure you check that out. And if you want to stalk me on Twitter, you definitely can do that. And new YouTube page is going to be up pretty soon, so I'm going to let you guys know about that later on in the show. But in the time being, I love having her on. Gail Lavero, she's the owner of Go Travel Inc. Go Travel is a travel agency, you know. And last time we had her on, we had so much fun. So I figured I'd bring her back. And here she is right now. Gail Lavero, hey, how are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. So, okay, we had our first, like, 70-degree day here in Chicago, right? And
I know
on everybody's mind is spring break and destinations and places that they want to go for spring break. And I'm telling everybody, hey, if you want to go to Go Travel Inc. Because, you know, you guys have it all. So, Basically, how busy are you as far as spring break is concerned? Because I know your phone is ringing off the hook.
Yeah, it is. And actually, it's kind of funny. I just changed over my windows to, you know, a little bit of spring in there. And, you know, springtime in Europe, springtime in Paris is absolutely gorgeous. So I have people calling me for European trips. Because not only for Caribbean, but Europe is on fire right now. So actually, I'm kind of like the clothing industry. So I was, in the first 2 weeks of February, I couldn't breathe. I must have booked, you know, over 100 people. And so spring break now, if you definitely want to go somewhere and it's in the Caribbean, you've got to call me now. Because here's the problem. I'm losing my nonstop air. And I'm losing room categories, or I'm losing resort rooms, you know, for the good stuff.
Right.
So I recommend and we said this before, sooner than later, because, you know, if you call me sooner, you can do deposits and make payments, and it's awesome. So right now, if you're going to do spring break, unfortunately, I'm going to have you pay for the whole trip in full. But I'm already starting to work on, and you're going to giggle, but I'm already working on Christmas trips because here again, I'm going to lose my nonstop air or my charter flights. Remember we talked about the air.
Yes.
Charter flights, bulk air rates, and published air. I get those charter flights and that bulk air rate, and then general public air comes in, you know, everybody can get that. So I'm working on, like I said, I'm working on October, November, and even December right now. But I do have, I still have, like, you know, some quick three-day getaways for spring break, and I still have families calling me, and I'm finding them stuff. So, you know, you just have to call, give me some dates, and then I let you know what the deal is.
Right.
Here's the other thing, too, I have to tell you. If I don't like it or if it doesn't look good, I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to ask you to change your dates or do something or go somewhere else. Because I just won't sell it just to get a sale. I won't do it.
Yeah, and when it comes to, like, spring break, too, you only hear about college students doing it. Are there any families doing it? Is it cheaper for a family to go on a spring break as opposed to the college students? I know college students, they pretty much go to, like, the same places for the most part. Now,
correct, and families go to totally different places, and a lot of these resorts have water slides, water parks. They have kids stay free, for instance, based on the age. So you have a lot more families traveling for spring break than ever before. And I think it's because both parents are working. The kids, I mean, I don't know if you have kids and I don't know about the people out there, but the kids' homework is just ridiculous. I mean, these kids don't have time to breathe. So people are looking for an escape. And even though it's 70 degrees here, it doesn't matter. They want to go somewhere.
Right.
So, like I said, either it's the Caribbean, and let's get on some sand and let's get on some beach, or let's go to Paris. I mean, I had somebody walk in yesterday. They're leaving April 1st for 5 nights to Paris and doing a couple of tours and just going to relax, and it's beautiful there in the springtime.
Yeah, and one thing that I'm noticing, too, is like the typical college student, you know, I know for me when I was in college, you know, I was pretty broke in college. I couldn't afford to go overseas,
totally.
You know, and, you know, So how are these kids able to pay for these and still keep their budget in check? Or do you have some kind of a special plan, you know, when they're calling, you know, Go Travel Inc., are you recommending something that fits their pocket?
Yeah, because everybody who calls, I interview them. I find out what your budget is. I find out what you want to do on this vacation and where you want to go. And also, too, with that deposit, it makes it easier for these college kids to put $50 down and then make payments once a week or twice a week. And then also, too, if they're going to put four in a room, it's going to be cheaper than if there's going to be two in a room.
Right.
So you have those kids who are going to, you know, Mrs. Olvero, we have eight of us, and so I'll put four in a room, put them at a nice four-star or a three-and-a-half-star property with an all-inclusive, and they're loving me. So, you know, it works. It works. I make it work.
All right. Now, let's talk extras here. Now, is it, you know, feasible for somebody to pay for the extras, such as like leg room and access to shorter security? Because some people don't like waiting in the lines. Me personally, I don't mind. As long as I get to my destination at the time that I want to be at that destination, is it worth paying for those extras?
Sometimes, depending upon the location, I'm going to say definitely yes. Now, if I book you and I pick your seats and I'm just going to do a general, you know, just a general seat, whatever's going to come up in my system, or I can go in and look at the airplane and look at the seats and say, okay, here's two seats together and that's what I'm going to book. But then I always advise the client, if they want to on their own, I give them the air confirmation number, and they can surely go in, say it's American Airlines. They can go in and they can use their air confirmation number and they can upgrade and pay for their upgraded seats if they choose to. Now, for instance, when I'm selling Funjet Vacations, I'm selling Southwest Air. Now, you know, Southwest, they don't do assigned seating. So what we'll do is I'll book them and then I'll go back into Southwest system for them as a courtesy. And then book them on their early bird check-in, and so then they don't have to worry about it, and it's $12.50 a person. So that is totally worth it as well. But here again, you know, it's based on each person is individual. Each person is different, and we talked about that before, too. So based on what you're going to do, I'm going to get you there the quickest way possible in the least amount of time, least expensive way, and so that you're comfortable and that you're going to come back to me. I am not going to sell you something that you're not going to come back to me. My referrals are a huge part of my business.
Right, right. Now, one thing I definitely want to ask you about, Gail, last month we heard, you know, in a few cases where, you know, teenagers such as two girls who from the UK that fled to Syria to be ISIS brides, and it was a New York man that was charged with seeking to join ISIS. And they all purchased these tickets through travel agents. Have you gotten any warning from, like, the government saying, hey, you might want to, you know, report any, like, weird travel in certain areas?
Yeah, I mean, we get on our system, we get red flags. So whether it would be weather, whether it would be something with the government, or whether it's a terrorist type of thing, we get these red flags. So when we're going on and say you've picked a location and I pull it up, it may give me certain things, you know, weather or like what I was just saying. And so I'll know if you're coming in to see me or if I'm on the phone with you, we kind of know. You have that instinct. We have that instinct. You know, and we have to have passport copies. So, you know, and then I always interview people, you know, why are you going? What are you going? Now, can things slip through the cracks? Absolutely. But, you know, if I feel, I used to be a school teacher, and so we used to have to go through training, you know, on abused kids. And so you have to take one case at a time. So if a kid comes in with bruises all over, you know, I just kind of keep an eye on them type of thing. So you have to take it one case at a time or one person at a time. Most of the time, people who are coming in for me, it's families and, you know, they're just wanting to get away and get out of town. I rarely do I have single people coming in and wanting to go to the foreign countries like that. So it would be a red flag right there. Why do you want to go there? What do you want to do there? You know,
right,
you're going to go
right
by yourself. So those kind of things, you know, we just have that internal instinct And then, yeah, we would report them to whichever company that we're working with. And, you know, I would probably myself say, you know, I have to check on, I want to make some comparables. And then, you know, you'd have to come back to me, and then I would deal with it. So
now,
one person at a time.
Now, is the travel agent, like, liable for selling these tickets, or is this totally, instinct? Because I know, like you said, I would trust my instinct. If I see somebody coming in and they just don't look like they're on the up and up, I would definitely report it. But let's say you have you sold a ticket and you really didn't know, are you liable then for not reporting?
Well, it's going to be a different scenario or a different case per agency, because I'm incorporated, so I have hold harmless insurance. So in case anybody who's traveling with me or anything comes back, you know, to haunt me per se, quote unquote, I'm covered with insurance. And so some agencies who aren't incorporated, they may have an issue. But because, you know, everybody's different. Not all agencies incorporate. Not all agencies run it like I run my business. This is a 24/7 travel agency. It's a storefront. It's a full-time business. It's a full-time gig. So I cover all my bases with insurance to my licensing, and I cross my T's and dot my I's for sure.
All right, great. And what do we have new going on at gotravel.biz?
Well, we did do some updating on, you know, I like to change up the look of our website. So we changed it, made it a little brighter for spring. And then I also put on there a little special on there for people who are going to travel, that their regular standard transfers are included, and GoTravel will gift that. So I put that on the website, and people just have to mention that when they call, you know, hey, we saw it on your website, you know, the free transfers, and then I go from there. And then also, too, I updated on my Go Play page, because remember, we still have those key clickers out there who think they're going to find, you know, the better than what, you know, anybody else has. So what I did note to people is, when you're doing a booking through my Go Play page, it's a secure site and you can book yourself. You must make sure if you're going out of country that you put your passport name, number one. And number two, if it's going to be in the Caribbean and you find something you like, please call me first, because I might be able to get charter or bulk air rates, and you won't be able to book that or see that on your own when you're on my site.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to, you know, every month change it up, give more information. Next month I'm going to put something on about travel insurance, on how important it is and why you should do it and the benefits. So we're going to start putting some new stuff on my webpage every month so that people can get educated at the same time. So,
okay.
Free transfers right now. So.
And there you have it. Gail Lavero, owner of Go Travel Inc. Travel Agency. If you want to check her out, go to www.gotravel.biz. That's GOTRAVL.biz. Make sure you check that out. They're located 6536 West Cermak Road in Berwyn. If you want to book a flight, you want to arrange it with Gail, make sure you call 888-523-1954. That's 888-523-1954. Make sure you check out gotravel.biz. Book through Gail. You won't be disappointed. And for all my people that want to go on spring break, it's not too late. Gail may be able to work something out for you. So make sure you guys check it out. Gail, you've been wonderful as always.
Oh, thanks. And then if they mention that they came and that they heard all this from your show, there might be a little added presence in there too.
All right, great. We'll definitely do that, guys. You heard that, so make sure you check it out. GoTravel.biz. Make sure you go there. Once again, it's GOTRAVL.biz. Make sure you go there, all right?
We'll be back. Thanks, Sean, so much as always. You are such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. So are you. And we'll be back right after this.